Tonight's sports report for girls at golf on Monday, May the 4th, brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. We had six of our area teams in action, technically in a way almost taking on each other in pairs on Monday night as Ike Manning headed down to Audubon of the Audubon Golf and Country Club. Wheelers, again, just two golfers, so no team score. Ike Manning would pick up the victory, golfing a 234 on the day. Ryland Sommerfeld earned medalist honors for the Wolves. She would shoot a 47 with the two holes where she shot a 4 and three holes where she shot a 5. Reagan Hoffman finished up with a 61 with one hole with a 4 and one hole with a 5. Coda Lynn Rosner also had one hole with a 4 and one hole with a 5, finishing with a 62. And Maybelline Valderas shot a 64 on the day with one hole where she shot a 5. The other two scores for Ike Manning, Aubrey Barron's a 68 and Shelby Heaton with a 72. For the Wheelers, Sydney Johnson was the runner-up medalist. She would finish up with a 56 on the day. She had one hole where she shot a 4 and two holes where she shot a 5. Maddie Derry would finish up with a 59 with one hole where she shot a 4. Esack County and South Central Calhoun were at the Twin Lakes Conference meet up at Lake Creek. The Raiders would finish 7th with a 465. South Central Calhoun just 3 golfers, so no team score. They would finish up in 11th place. It was Alta Aurelia winning it with a 400. Emmitsburg golfed a 413. Newell Fonda 421. Pocahontas area 435. Southeast Valley a 451. Sioux Central a 456. West Bend Mallard was 8th with a 473. Manton Northwest Webster was at 9th with a 574. And GTRA was at 10th with a 586. For Esack County, Reagan King golfed a 112 on the day, finishing up in 20th place overall. She went 54 on the front nine and 58 on the back nine. Had 3 holes where she golfed a 4 and 2 holes where she golfed a 5. Reese Ashinger had a 114 with a 54 on the front nine and a 60 on the back nine, and going 2 holes with a 4 and 3 holes with a 5. Sophia Villegas had a 116 with a 55 on the front nine and a 61 on the back nine. She did have 3 pars on the day. Scotty Eichhorn had a 123 with a 59 on the front nine and a 64 on the back nine, finishing up with a 1 par. Ella Wick would also golf a 129 for the Raiders. For the Titans, that was Sophia Webker finishing up in 15th place. She would shoot a 109 on the day, 57 on the front nine, 52 on the back nine. She had 3 holes where she golfed a 4 and 3 holes where she golfed a 5. Sammy Schumacher had a 138 on the day, 65 on the front nine, 73 on the back nine. She did have 1 par in the round. And Briley Bruns had a 152 on the day, a 78 on the front nine, a 74 on the back nine, where she had 1 hole where she golfed a 5. Your medalist honors went to Avery Westfall from Alta Aurelia. She is the conference champion. She golfed an 82 on the day. Callista Joyce of Emmitsburg was your runner-up medalist, finishing with an 84. And Coon Rapids Baird and Glenn Ralston were at the typical Monday Rolling Valley Conference meet. They held it down at Crestwood Hills, this time hosted by CAM. It was Coon Rapids Baird earning another victory in the conference meet. They golfed a 201 on the day. Bowyer Valley was second with a 207. CAM third with the 214. Glenn Ralston fourth with the 225. And Woodbine in fifth place with a 256. For the Crusaders, Brielle Bass earned medalist honors. She would shoot a 46 on the day, finishing with 2 pars. Kiera Hart had a 48, earning runner-up medalist honors. She had 3 holes where she shot a 4 and 2 holes where she shot a 5. Sophia Speary shot a 53 with 3 holes where she shot a 5. And Anna Hart would be really consistent on the day. She had 6 holes where she finished up with a 5, finishing with a 54 on the day. Ella Heidoff and Leah Woodard both shot 58 for the Crusaders. For Glenn Ralston, Chloe Peters was their low scorer. She finished up with a 49. She had 2 pars on the day. Emerson Cheney had a 54 with 1 par. Olivia Squibb finished up with a 57 on Monday. Squibb had 2 holes where she shot a 4 and 1 hole where she shot a 5. And Madeline Trost had a 65 with 1 hole where she shot a 5. And again, if you missed any of the details, they are all typed up below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.